You know, one of my greatest thrills in life is when I'm singing at a club and it's just some Shure 58, you know, right up in my mouth. I'll just let my lips just drift across the edge of it. I don't even care.
Sorry,
if germs
what?
Are on it.
I do.
You know what the hell?
I do
anybody,
a lot.
Anybody in a bar who's sung in a bar, you know what I'm talking about.
My problem is this. My voice, you know, it's kind of deceiving because I'm like, I'm really loud when I'm not playing. But when I start singing, I actually like my get mousy and shit. So they're like, get your mouth right on the microphone. So, man. I have my own personal like a 58.
But
when
you don't bring
right
your
now.
Own and it's just the one from the club, you don't know what lips were on at the open mic the night before. How many people people like spitting germs around that?
Absolutely,
but
man.
It's like a little dare you have with yourself.
Going, I'm still grinding it out, baby. Come on. What am I gonna get? Fucking just got a cold.
Just
shit.
Just the herpes.
It.
Just the herpes.
That's only a little
just
bit of herpes.
Have we
maybe
already started the show here? I think this
I
is all.
So.
It is recording.
This is all part of the beginning of the show, I think. And you guys are going to play a song
it's
for us before I introduce you, right?
Absolutely.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Whatever you want to do.
What is it just Jason and Tommy?
We went through that earlier. It's like. It's under, like, the whole Jason King banner, I guess.
J&T, like a gin and tonic.
Jason King band, Jason and Tommy, you know, Tommy and Jay, T and J.
TMJ. TMJ. You know, my wife complains of that.
Sad thing is exactly.
But I've never noticed it except for in a couple of occasions.
Too much what?
Oh no. So
joy. Too much joy.
My
wife suffers from too much joy all the time.
That's like, mine too, bro.
It's like you got lockjaw. Oh,
dude,
not.
And that knife she's got behind her back, she keeps sharp.
It's like, oh, now your mouth is sore. What the? It's like, that's horrible.
Yeah, play us a pre-show song here.
Let's do something. You know, let's do Stepping Out because that one's, you know, that's got a lot of potential to fuck up. So if we're gonna do that, let's do that now.
Excellent.
Here we go. Stepping out. Ready? Okay. One, two.
Thank you.
down low. Turn up the radio and hit cruise control. I want to love you and treat you right. You and me, we're stepping out tonight. Stepping out tonight. Stepping out tonight. Stepping out tonight. Stepping out
Jason and Tommy on the Worse Than a Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hi, how are you doing there? It's the worst little podcast in the world. And we're happy to have you with us. To my left, I got the lovely Cadillac Kim back in the studio. Chewbacca's here too.
Hi.
I think Studio B is with some bullshit artists named Rick and Ian. But better than that, we got these great musicians. Jason and Tommy are going to blow your minds.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Nice.
So happy to be back. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Evan.
Theme song.
Thank you, Aversion Therapy.
Yeah, by Aversion Therapy. Reno's greatest cover band song and band that wrote lyrics to songs that never had lyrics.
What a strange segue to what I was about to talk about.
Really? Does that actually segue?
Yeah, it totally does.
What do we got?
Okay, so I went to Loudest Folk this week.
Yeah.
And it was, I missed the band and I was super upset, but I missed Luke Hoffman's band. It's Luke Hoffman and the Hot Buttered Owls. And Evan is in that band. And I got to meet Evan, who wrote the
serious?
Song.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. To meet Evan.
I got to meet him.
Did you recognize his voice?
I did not, but I felt like I was meeting a celebrity. Like, we were just talking, and I was talking about how bummed I was that I missed the band. And he was like, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. And I was talking about the podcast. And he was like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
That's the cornerstone of every good conversation right there. Shut the fuck up.
And
I was like, not only did I do that song, but you're sitting in my house.
He did not mention the house part.
Oh, yeah.
But he did mention the song.
The evil landlord.
I felt legit like I was meeting a celebrity.
That's awesome.
It fucking is. Yeah.
For real. So, yeah.
He's the reason the roof leaks so bad.
Right. Evan has done so much to support Reno music.
He's awesome.
By supporting me.
That's important. It's like, shitter's
dude,
full.
Yeah, we should totally get him a ticket next year when we win the news and review thing again.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, he deserves it. Yeah. No, he contributes.
He gets the free ticket next year.
Yeah. But yeah, he says he still listens to the podcast. And
well, hi, Evan. We miss you. You should come back in for a live appearance sometime.
Absolutely.
Shut the fuck up.
He did tell me to talk to you, Rick, about listening to the whole song. I've been wanting to listen to the whole song.
Oh, yeah, there's some really good lyrics.
Every time I see Evan, he's like, you know, it's sad because that's a whole song with lyrics about, like, the show and your chihuahua. And, like, it's
that's
like,
awesome.
There's all these great lyrics in it that he worked so hard on, and we never
Mookie.
Play that. We just play the
greatest
and the
rhyme in the world, Win a Mookie.
You know what? We should play it. I think, Rick, we should play it on the Christmas episode.
That's not a bad idea.
We should play the whole
you
song
mean next
week.
Hell
yeah. Next week.
Oh, is next week our Christmas show?
Yeah. Yes.
So plug it in advance. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please tune in for the Worst Little Podcast Christmas episode where we keep all things mostly G-rated. And we have the children in an extra special treat this year. Not only will we be playing sang the entire Worst Little Podcast theme song, but it's also Little Ricky's birthday.
Aww. Aww. For my birthday, I get to set up this whole stupid show.
Without any musicians, just a whole bunch of people.
And yay! Very cool. And then...
Later we'll have some fucking pie.
Yeah. I'll have some fucking pie. Let's go.
I'm going to bring some fucking pie.
We're going to fight. I will kick anybody's ass who tries to feed me pie.
He will punch you in the face.
Don't even give him a pie.
Yeah, no.
Covered on a previous podcast.
But it's been so long. Let's just say that I had a friend who was particularly pushy about things. She had to have her way. I almost never spoke to her again because she made me watch Evita.
Oh.
I mean,
like I would like it, which I hated it, and then she not only that, but sang every word of every song.
Oh God!
The entire movie, and it was awful.
That's awkward.
And then we got in a big fight over. We've made up since then. Everything's okay. But while we were hanging out during that period when Maury was living in the house, she was also somebody who'd gone to the culinary academy and was an excellent baker, like an excellent chef. She was so amazing, and she brought over pie that she made and was really insistent that Rory try something. And Rory refused. She insisted and he refused and
I had just come home from a really shitty day at work.
And here's this lady in your face with this fucking pie.
And it was a Wednesday night and the house was full of fucking people to watch South Park and goddamn Star Trek.
We had parties every Wednesday.
No, that's what we did.
That's awesome.
That was how my alcoholism started.
It was South Park and Star Trek?
Yes, yeah. Wednesday night party, because then I was getting drunk twice a week instead of just once.
Huge hookup night.
Oh, yeah.
I think mine started with fucking Ren and Stimpy, and he graduated like Beavis and Butthead back in the day. You know?
Oh, remember Ren and Stimpy.
So I'm dating myself on that. I'm really
the innocence there. We got into a big row, and it ruined the evening, and the feud has fizzled out, but the argument... The feud does never really happen, but the argument lives in
And she moved away, but we'll never forget that Rory...
Does
fucking
not like
hates pie.
You really
Don't
hate
you
pie.
Fucking yeah. try to
okay.
make him eat
pie. You know, I've mellowed out.
He's mellowed out.
I mean, this literally.
We all have.
This literally was 20 fucking years.
Oh, yeah.
Ago.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of saying, stick that pie up your ass, he just says, no, thank you.
Ding.
Yes.
Well, and in his defense, he did say no thank you first.
A couple of times.
Yeah, no, it wasn't accepted. It was impossible.
You
for
and
you
that
to
pie
know.
Go
no, really.
Stick each other
You're
up each other's ass.
You're going to like it.
That's awesome.
I don't think the pie on the plate was the only pie she
Did
was
you ever actually get a bite?
Oh. See, I was wondering when that was going to turn there, so I was going to throw that in earlier, but I'm like, oh, nah.
Just wait. This
was at a point in time where Rick and I were flirting with anything that walked past the front door. Like, let's just establish that here. This was a much younger, freer time of our lives.
The old lickin' stick.
That was that's what we called the garage, but nobody needs to know that.
That is awesome.
Oh, man.
Of course, it was like a female's, because I look right over it. I'm like, shut up.
That's Riku.
No, that's my daughter.
This is
Riku Arya Dowd for the Worst Little Podcast.
So for those of you who are friends of Jason and Tommy, who are usually accustomed to a higher class of show than this.
No.
Yeah, no,
we've been
pimping out my daughter on media for years now, because that's how you get ahead in the world. You know, use kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids get ratings.
That's how Casey Kasem did it.
Goddamn right. Let's talk about a fucking diet puppy.
they pull in the younger audience. I get that. I can dig that. I got a 13-year-old son now.
As a reminder, if you're in middle school anywhere in the Washoe County School District, I recommend that you stop listening right now.
And if you have a problem with any of this,
cry your vagina to sleep.
That is awesome. Oh
Anyway, so yeah.
Hi.
Love your band.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a band here.
You guys are great.
We should
Yeah, hi, Jason.
We're just like drinking and hanging out and bullshitting with friends. I love it.
Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show, Jay.
It's awesome, man.
It's good to see you again.
Absolutely.
We met a number of months ago on the Reno Tahoe Tonight radio show.
That's what it was. I was trying to remember.
Yeah,
what
with Oliver and Grady.
Yep.
Actually, it was a Grady day.
Grady, it was Grady day. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a pleasure to meet you. You got some great music. Met you solo here. And now you've brought in this mystical, magical, mesmerizing dobro lap player.
Tommy is he's the chick magnet of the band, so he's, you know.
I've got a full head of hair now. I hope when my hair is as white as yours, it's as full as yours.
This is platinum.
Well.
This is platinum.
Yeah. Right.
That's high dollar stuff there, baby.
Excuse me, sensei. But you've also got a nice full head of hair. So, I'm rolling up closer to 50 than 30, you know.
Well, not bad for an old fuck, huh?
Yeah, no, looks good. Looks fucking good. I should hope to be so clever.
No, he's like I said, he's the chick magnet. Everybody
the
loves
silver
that,
fox.
That's exactly what it is right there.
The platinum panther.
Platinum like that.
There you go. Do you guys play out and often together a lot?
We used to.
Are you guys
we used to.
Session guys? Or?
We used to. I do a lot of, like, lately, especially the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot more solos and duos and stuff. And Tommy and I used to play duos all the time. And he plays in the band as well.
What's the band?
Jason King Band. Come on, it's all about me. You know that.
Yeah.
I fought tooth and nail. I'm like, let's name it something else years ago.
And they're all like, fuck you. We don't want our names out there.
Well, it's basically, yeah. And like I mentioned to these guys earlier, it's just one of those things where, like, going, hey, you know what? Get a consistent name out there. So whether you're doing, you know, the band stuff or solo or whatever, it's out there. You got people going, oh, consistently, you know. But then hasn't always worked out well because, like I said, sometimes somebody will come in expecting the band and it's just my fucking happy ass on stage. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I suggested Toe Jam Sweat. Just something about the toes, you know.
And go by TJ Sweat. So, like, it could be a guy, and it could be a full band. It depends on how you put the booking out there.
Absolutely, you know? Man. And where you put the emphasis. TJ Sweat.
Sweat. SWETT.
I mean, like, Sweat's a, like, long and powerful name in show business. You know, there's been lots of Sweats that made a lot of money.
Keith Sweat. The famous one, Keith Sweat.
It's the one.
We got, like,
That's about it.
Yeah.
That's it. I think if that was, like, a Family Feud question, you
blood
guys would fuck
sweat, like, should the that. Blood, one. Sweat, and tears.
I'll be Sweat.
What's the B stand for? Ball. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, no, it was cool. And, you know, I remember when you and I first met and he started, like, throwing, like, recording questions and shit at me. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. What's easier, to do this and this? I'm like,
I don't ask those questions. I'm a dork. Maybe I was trying to impress you or something.
No, no, it was a cool question, actually. And I remember what it was. You said something like, what was a tougher process, like trying to come up with something to write or something like a song to write or like to record.
Lyrics versus music.
Yeah, or
question.
Something like that.
Yeah,
and recording, too. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't know, man, shit. They just threw a mic in front of me going, okay, try not to fuck up because this is like the fifth take already. Which I constantly do anyway. So, and, you know, it's a good time. So it's all in good fun. And, you know, we used to, like, when we recorded the first, the only CD, the guy that's helped to, like, you know, engineer it and co-produce it with me, his name's Todd Rold. He's a kind of a local legend engineer, you know, in town. And
what year was this?
Oh, Jesus. This thing was like
2009, I think it was.
Was it? Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
God dang.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I know we were talking about. Oh yeah, we're doing. There's been times like, oh, we have material for a new album. We go all this. Oh, we'll do it next time. New personnel. We'll move on. We'll work this guy in, and we'll try. 10 years later, I'm like, shit, we really need to get back and do something. But yeah, so what we used to do is, like, we'd sit there in the studio, and then after, you know, we'd do a couple of takes, and then fucking nothing was happening. He's like, let's go down to it's what is it called now? Sparks Lounge now. What was it before?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
the one of Bering?
Yeah. Because he used to live in that area, and he's just like, yeah, let's just go over there and have a couple of drinks, you know? Like, I'm going, all right, fuck. So actually, we probably did about, you know, I was surprised we got shit done because we did maybe 40% recording and the rest of that drinking.
Sometimes that's what recording
is. Did it relax you to play better or just make you not care as much?
You know what?
A little bit of both. It sounds like they recorded and then never made it back.
Exactly right. We got too fucking relaxed because, you know, a couple of times I slept at the bar. So, you know, I mean, we never made it back until the next day. So I think it was the hangover that helped.
It was like when Bill Goldie taught me how to throw knives and close restaurants. In the middle, there was going next door to the 1099 Club and doing massive amounts of shots. At the end, it was morning, and I didn't know what was happening, but I still had a Florida mop.
That's the only way to go.
Oh, man.
Good times.
Yeah.
I know, but...
Let's have another song.
Do another song?
Right. Yeah.
Here's like a...
Yeah, what's something that you'd play gets stuck?
The what?
Playing back at the whatever it was before the Sparks Lounge. Give us a throwback song. You got an old song for us? I know you prepared some songs.
Yeah. No, this is actually an old song. This one was on...
Some of your longtime fans might know this.
We'll do this one. But this one didn't make it on the recording. But this is actually supposed to be coming up on the current recording. But it's a song called Shane. Like it's cool because I get like, you know, I've been really lucky playing I love rock blues stuff, but I tend to fall kind of somewhere outside of that.
Americana,
too. Yeah, you know, kind of like, you know, I dig
do you play country or Western?
a little bit of both. All right, this one's a song called Shane, and I wrote this, I don't even remember, but 20 years old, so let's try it. Ready?
As I look around this world I see, there ain't nothing left for you and me. So time to take my hand one last time, walk me down the lonely line. Try so hard to kill inside, never thinking about tomorrow. Running in circles, never touching ground. Ain't no use in hanging around, round and round. Tears we cry won't bring back yesterday's. Never really know the price we pay. There's no comfort in them bluest skies. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. As I look around this world, I see that ain't nothing left for me. It's time to take my hand one last time, walk me down that lonely line.
Wow.
Nice.
Very good.
Pretty.
Wow. After that, so I have two questions. Tommy, so are those picks steel or plastic?
These are steel.
They are steel.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's plastic on the thumb there.
Could you, if you needed go all Wolverine and kill a motherfucker in a bar fight? I mean, you got, all that, digital dexterity, and you could, just fuck somebody's face up.
You could probably hurt them there. It's not good for nice back scratch,
Don't let the platinum glasses, fool you, man. This guy's a fucking nut job. We've gotten into shit in the bars before. He's just like, all right, let's go. Get him, Tommy.
It's wild to watch you play there, man. With the in the lap with the finger picking,
I'm telling you, man. I wasn't magical. Lying. This guy is this. He is.
I thought you were good. And then you bring me this guy. I don't even want to interview you anymore.
And I understand that.
So, Tommy, how long have you been playing music?
Oh my God, since about 65.
No, I mean
off and on. Last 50 years or so. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
How long have you been in Reno?
78.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So you've been a part and parcel of the music background of Reno quite some time here.
Yeah. I started messing around with lap steel and back in the late 60s and early 70s. And then I got interested in pedal steel, thanks to Jerry Garcia. A little inspiration there.
Yeah.
And so I started dabbling with that and and then, playing the guitar and a little bit of this and that, and here I am.
Now, do you play music, semi-professionally, fully professionally? I don't know. I know Jason's wasting his life trying to chase a dream.
I'm just trying to turn a buck, man. I don't care.
I'm what you call a hawker. That's a hobby rocker. So.
Hey, man.
Right on.
The dream is dead. I'm just trying to turn a buck.
A couple CDs.
Speaking of, do you guys have shows coming up?
Let's see. I play at Boomtown a lot because for some reason, I mean, they're awesome. They've had live music consistently for the past,
they've been a great supporter of local music.
Awesome.
They've done great.
I'm playing there tomorrow night, just solo. And then Wednesday night, I'm doing a solo at the Lodge Coffee and Wine Bar. They used to be the Lodge Restaurant or whatever. It was off of Galena up Mount Rose and stuff.
Oh, way up there. Yeah, okay.
And they have the lady that owns that runs that now used the one she used to own the Luvabella wine on South on Summit. They closed a few years ago, and then Saturday we're doing we're supposed to do the band at Boomtown, but it's just gonna be Tommy and I doing Saturday. So
disappointing everybody as usual.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, I like to keep them on their toes. Hey, we heard the fucking band. Where's the rest of them? You're looking at them.
This is better. You guys don't even need all the rest of them.
But I wasn't lying when I told you, man.
It's pretty solid. We'll bring
the lap steels for next week then.
Hey.
A little electric there.
There you go.
No, Tommy's a man. He's amazing. I'm very lucky to get to play with this dude and he makes everything that I do pretty.
How long have you been playing together in any sort of format?
Oh God, almost 10 years.
About 10 years. Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. Cause actually,
how'd that get started?
He was playing with Rick Hayes and American Steel, a country band.
That's an older
years
band.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rick, was a buddy of mine and I got done with gig one night and they were playing at the, what the fuck was it?
Oh, it was a rib cook-off, I think.
No. The first one was at
the old Mustang.
Mustang,
was,
at the Grand Sierra, that old country bar that was over there.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So I go in there and they're
okay, that dates you.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Ren and Stimpy doesn't date you. Yeah. That dates you.
Well, I went in there and then they were playing and, the band leader saw me and stuff and he's like, hey, come on, sit in. So I played a couple of songs and Tommy looks at me and goes, hey, if you ever want somebody to play slide for you or something, I can play for you. And I'm looking at him going, I'm not going to fucking headhunt other people into somebody else's band.
Here's my card.
He
hands you his number on a
totally
bar
poaching napkin. Him, and then we did a recording and I called him in to do a couple of stuff and hit it off, man. It was fun. And like I said, I mean, everything, it's cool. I love the way he plays because it just pretties everything up. There's so many, it's just haunting stuff, especially in some of the ballads-y stuff, so chicks love it. They look at me, they look at hear him, and they're like, fuck you, fat boy, I'm going with that guy.
Baloney.
He's like, we're going to the guy that actually looks like he pays attention to what he's doing. I'm like, I'm not doing shit. You know, but yeah. And that's fun.
Do yourselves a favor, do not incorporate a hot, young, dumb bass player. Because they will steal all of the chicks and the tips when you go on pizza delivery.
Did that work for you?
Well, you know.
No, because I already had the girl locked up before I turned to the bass. Now it's just a point of contention because I'd rather spend more time with the band than her.
Hey, you know,
we should have a hot young chick bass player.
I want to hang out with like three guys in a basement every Saturday for like 2.5 hours, honey. Is that okay?
Oh, man.
Just getting all hot and sweaty.
I'm just getting ready for you, baby. After looking at these three dudes, I'm ready for you.
Let's do this.
No, it's funny, man, you know. It's funny how, like, as you get older, the focus on certain things kind of change.
Hey, man.
You know,
George Clinton said it. The only reason to get into rock and roll is for the chicks.
Well, for him.
And I paraphrase because the quote's very different than that.
I think for him, it's a lot of the coke, too, so, you know.
No.
You don't say.
The coke in the pot. Smoke in the pot.
Right.
I remember somebody, who was that? One of my friends that used to work at the knitting factory, and they came, you know, when Clinton and P-Funk and everybody came and played, and he was just like, holy shit, you'd be amazed, there was so much fucking this and that, and I'm like going, no shit, okay, I'll be right over.
It's like it's the 70s
it's like,
still.
It's awesome.
Their tour bus hasn't changed.
They're like, they're down in the green room playing pool, just getting fucked up. I'm like going, that's rock star shit right there. I'll be right over.
They've got Quaaludes. They don't even make those anymore.
And I would say I saw them at, gosh, I forget what it is right now. The parking lot across from 40 Mile. Where, okay, there's like Plato's Closet and that. In the back, there's that restaurant. What is it now?
Oh, Jesus.
What, the Rapscallion?
No.
El Adobe.
No, oh. It was Men Wielding Fire at one point.
I think it's empty right now.
Rodeo Rock.
It was, right. Great Escape.
That's dating you right there, too, motherfuckers.
I did a Decemberist musical at the Great Escape. No, this was when it was Guys and Dolls.
Oh, shit.
I saw George Clinton and P-Funk there. And that went in the 90s. And it was the same.
Oh yeah!
Oh, dude, it was all.
You gotta love
about
the consistency, though, man.
You know, well, I mean, George Clinton has his vices, and he brings them with him and tries to give you all of them as well.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, he likes to share. That's
he's
cool.
He's a sharing, caring kind of guy.
Then you know, there's a,
some of it is the funk.
Oh yeah. there's a P-Funk alumni that lives in South Tahoe. You know Trey Stone.
By name. Yeah.
He used to play with Uncle Funkle sometimes. You guys remember Uncle Funkle?
Oh, yeah. He plays he's you know, like
he played with like Tower of Power.
Tower of Power, man. Yeah. He did remember D-Light?
In
the 90s
and
stuff. He played with D-Light and that guy's amazing. It's cool. We were just talking about that earlier, how, you know, there's so many amazing.
Well, and one of the dudes who came through with George and P-Funk is Eric McFadden. Eric McFadden Trio. And he came through Reno a bunch of times after that. We haven't spoken since the podcast started, but he was a good buddy back in the day. Yeah.
That guy's badass, man. A few weeks ago, we did a show up at Bay Club. I think he's under the Whiskey Bayou label with like Tab Benoit and God, I can't remember the other kid.
You're talking things way out of my.
I love his balls.
It's balls. These guys.
I'm sure he gets that a lot.
I'm sure he does.
Say that about a lot of people too.
And then he was.
Don't feel special. Don't feel special, Trey. Rick says that about everybody.
But he was up in Tahoe. He did the. He opened for him. He did, you know, sat in with the opener and stuff like that. And then when we were doing that, we did the after party at the Red Room, and he was hanging out in there. And I'm like, shit. I'm like,
rad.
I'm like, well, this guy's badass. I'm like, stop looking at me. Fuck, you're freaking me out. Stop it. It's like when I know there's musicians in the thing, I'm just like, fuck, man, stop staring at me, Swan.
I gotta be good or fuck. Exactly, man.
So you just get hammered. Like, just get fucked up. That way, if I fuck up, it don't matter.
And you can blame it on the bottleneck.
And there
yourself.
You go.
There you go.
And he, Aaron Fan is great, man. I think he mentioned that he was on his way to like. Move to, I think he's moving to New York or something. He's doing a show.
Going
like,
East Coast?
Yeah. I think like in the new, I think after the beginning of the year, like the 5th or something like that, he's doing a show with our local boys, Jelly Bread and stuff. They're going to be at the Grass Valley or something, you know.
Rad. Maybe I'll try that old email address I still have and hit him up. Get him on the podcast before
that'd be
goes
a good
down.
Idea. Yeah.
No, and he's cool. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, we were talking about that earlier. There is a lot of fucking phenomenal musicians just in this area. It's crazy, you know. It's like low key stuff, you know. It's like, seriously? Yeah,
this scene is incredibly talented and the pool runs deep and broad.
It's amazing. I mean, there's a lot of...
No, that's a bad joke.
Well, no, the younger... There's a lot of, like, younger guys coming up, too, that are amazing, you know? I'm just like, holy shit.
Yeah, Will, we see a lot of those people on the podcast. You're holy shit, these kids can really fucking play.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then just like, oh, fuck. Somebody was like, oh, you're one of the older, wiser guys. I'm fucking older, way older, right? Wise about shit. But, you know, like, I don't know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, I got to say, you must have shaved the day I met you because you got a lot more gray now than a couple months ago, man. Like, I wouldn't have booked you if I thought you were
this. But thank God, you know. Thank God it's not an actual TV interview. It was like, you know, fucking.
Hey, you got a face and fingers for radio.
There you go.
Fat man coordinated.
There you go. Absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah.
Man, you really know how to butter people up.
Bro. I do.
Hey, man. It's all out of love.
It's part of the Reverend Rory charm.
But yeah, man. I'm the same way, so I love it. It's cool. Go ahead. Keep them coming, man. It's like, fuck. That thing sucked.
You do way better on a podcast than you do like terrestrial radio, I bet, huh?
I bet. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You swear. Yeah.
And actually, like, yeah. Rick said that earlier. Oh, you can say fuck. I'm like going, thank God. Because I remember when we were doing that with the Grady, I almost dropped the F-bomb. And like,
oh, yeah. I do. There was a lot of panicking and arm waving during the episode with you.
You can't say that. Like,
and I would like to right now publicly thank Kim for the BEERRUN beer run.
Oh. Hey,
Thanks for coming through for the team.
I'm no longer an intern, but, you know, I still pull my weight around here.
Neither is Ian, apparently.
And thank you for one of your delicious beers. Like, Rick told me I should just take it.
Yeah, you should have just taken it.
Right, okay.
All my beers
took it.
Just take
all,
it.
All my I goodies did. Are up for grabs.
Thank you.
Sexually.
Hey, now.
Should we get a song?
Yeah, I think it.
You know, what a great segue.
Let's do another one.
You gonna do something in D?
Okay.
Yeah, drop D.
Make a little switch here.
Because somebody likes the D.
Who doesn't like the D?
I like my own D. That's about it.
Well, that's one.
I'm the only one. I think I'm the only one right now. All right, man. All right, it's a song called 6 Years Gone, and this is my whiny ass. This is my whiny ass stage back in the day.
Your emo stage?
Blues emo stage, yeah, pretty much. Let's see.
Never loved a woman
get by, Lord, on my own. I said a 6 years gone, I still need a deal to ease my pain, to ease my fears. Darling, I never loved a woman much as I loved you. I said, darling, I never loved a woman much as I loved you.
You look at me the way you're looking at your hand just now. Like you smelled a bad fart.
Oh, man. Smells like Clorox in here. What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Consider yourself lucky.
Hey, that reminds me of something. I think it's time for a quiz.
Yeah.
All right.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, perverts and weirdos across the world, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where we're going to pry way deeper into their lives than they want to say or we want to know. Are you ready to play for fun and prizes?
Absolutely.
And a caveat, there are no real prizes.
Yeah. Fine.
Hey, we got playing beer. We got beer. That's okay with me. I've done more for less.
Have you been to Burning Man?
No, I have not.
Not part of the quiz, just...
I have not. Everybody, a lot of my friends are like, oh, yeah. I'm like, no, I've never been.
Have you ever done LSD?
No comment.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
It's
part of the
not
quiz
very
now, too?
Different, including your comment of no comment. So there you go.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Kim, do you want to start?
Okay, so in the zombie apocalypse, you could eat three things for survival. Do you pick a cockroach, a worm, or a grasshopper?
Damn, you're good with the new fucking questions.
Yeah, that one's really good.
You've been like really pushing it every time you come onto the show. You should do it more often.
Grasshopper.
Ah.
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Both of you? All right.
Two grasshoppers.
All right.
Well, actually, all three would be pretty good.
So.
Make a stew? Are you fucking making a stew? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gross.
You guys have been around Reno long enough. You know, what's the best burger in Reno?
Mm.
In the Reno Sparks area.
Current.
Well, the thing that sucks is there's been
forever.
Okay. Ever.
Or historical.
I mean, if you said Q and Cushion, I'd give you credit for it, even though they
but
ceased
no, but
to
like
exist.
If you want to, and before we get to it, just to clarify, I would say if you said like the awful, I would say which casino and which era.
Yeah.
Because that colors all of the decision making.
So, I was gonna say awful downtown nugget between 1988 and about 95, 96.
Fuck yeah.
That's a solid fucking answer.
Was that still when it was $3.50?
It was like $4, like $4.95, but it was like they used to have a basket of fries and shit and everything on
The 80s it was $3.50.
It's still a good burger. Yep. But it's not like it was then, especially because it's not $3.50.
Right.
And it's different.
And I love that they used to be, I don't know if it's still there, but I haven't been there in years, but the sign that said, you know, 4 out of 5 vegetarians don't eat here or something.
Yeah, that's still there.
And I always enjoyed the bar right out front that that served kamikaze shots on the hour at a discount.
I always liked walking into, it always reminded me, because, you know, we go to school and stuff, and we go in there after party, and we go in there, and I always, they had, like, the white tile, everything. I'm like, this looks like a fucking renovated bathroom or so, you know what I'm saying?
Is this really supposed to be a restaurant?
But it was awesome, man.
And then the bathroom was that weird, like, baby shit green. Oh, yeah. What was that color? Green.
That's still there,
that,
too.
The only place in nature that color exists is in a baby's diaper. Yeah. It was the strangest color choice.
It's so weird when you see somebody sleeping on the floor in that bathroom.
Oh, God.
You mean every time you went. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Okay. Hey, Tommy, do you also have an answer that's not that?
Now, what's your favorite burger?
What's your favorite burger in the
Reno? I'm partial because... to In-N-Out, but that, you know, I grew up down in Claremont, California, and that was one of the first In-N-Out burgers were there in Claremont or Pomona, actually.
That's a solid quality answer. In-N-Out's great.
But some people say...
That was the hangout in high school days.
People used to go to Sacramento to get them, or Auburn, and they would say that it tasted better when you had to drive to Auburn to get it.
Was still that pretty just damn because... good.
So when it was, like, cold by the time you brought it back it's to still... Reno?
I think it's like that get-in-the-ass mentality, you know? So you got to work for it. If you work for it...
It must be better.
Yeah, you
know. In college, people said the same thing about White Castles in Missouri. Like, they had to drive 3 hours to get it.
Are they great?
I hate White Castle.
I didn't. Okay. Yeah. See,
never had it.
I had it years ago, and I didn't think it was that cool either. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't like. Not
square. What the fuck? Who cares? Yeah, it's grilled onions. Small. Oh my God! Welcome to the 20th century.
Yeah. they taste pretty good.
Yeah, they're good, but
they could eat 3 or 4 of them.
Damn you, Chewy, with this question that makes us all want to go. God,
there's a great burger like a two-minute drive from here.
Well, go get some for all of us. Why don't you? Why don't you
it's
now?
Like a son of a bitch.
I was at Juicy's 2 weeks ago.
Juicy's, oh, man. That's a good one too. Right. Juicy's.
Yeah. All right. Moving,
sorry.
Moving on. Rick, do you have a question?
I would like
Wait,
to know.
Wait. I asked, do you have a question?
Yes.
Okay, Ian, what's your question?
Dick.
All right, so you're on death row, and you can have one comedian walk down that final mile with you. Who is that comedian?
I love you.
Richard Pryor.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's only because, you know, I remember him from, you know, like, remember that movie Stir Crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We bad. It's like, what you do? Why'd you kill everybody in the house? Because they was home. You can kiss the baby. Much to my mom's dismay, but my dad, when we were, my brother and I were little, he would take us to the Green Bay Theater. It was like a buck.
Yeah, Spark Cinema.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, shit.
The last dollar theater in Reno.
And they showed Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip there for, I swear to God, it must have been 2 years.
But that's why it was only a dollar.
It was crazy. But my dad used to take us there, and he'd take us to that thing, and I'd listen to it going, he's saying a lot of no words, Dad. What's going on? And they wonder where I started. All of a sudden, I'm like cussing up a storm. They're like, where the hell did you get them? Fuck ass, Dad. I don't know, Chip. That black dude. Before realizing how badass Richard Pryor actually was. Sorry, go ahead. Next person to answer.
The next person, that would be Tommy, your only other band member.
Comedian, down death row.
Comedian, your last mile, walking you down instead of the chaplain.
Well, I've always liked Robin Williams.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, it makes you laugh.
Would you like him as his character in Moscow on the Hudson or like in Toys?
1 hour photo.
Oh, man. Oh, God. 1 hour photo. Oof.
Right.
I wonder if it was like an old school kind of hanging, if he would like give the dude advice and you got to tighten that up right here. That was bad. Sorry.
Okay.
You're like, moving on.
Well, speaking of the, you know, keep it with a theme here. My favorite question: upon your death, where are you gonna haunt?
Oh, man. Probably the bathroom at the fucking Nugget.
Which Nugget?
Were the, oh,
the green one we were talking about. Yeah. Maybe meant
green.
The one in Sparks.
The baby
I don't
shit
know.
Green. Like, no, I don't know. I don't know shit.
The upstairs one? Yeah. Tommy, where would you haunt?
Oh. Somewhere up in Virginia City, I think, just fit with the rest of them up there.
Just kind of get in line with the rest of the
that's where all the cool ghosts are.
Asking, where's the fur burgers?
Oh, my God. See? What about you, man? Where would you haunt?
Well, I'm the one asking questions.
I know. I'm still asking.
Don't put me on the spot. Like, I haven't thought of, like, this is a, I have a different answer every week, so it doesn't count. Your answer is forever.
I was just kidding my answer, by the way. I'd probably try to figure out where my ex is, and my ex, and I'd go haunt her.
Oh.
Just for shits and giggles.
God damn, that would suck.
I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? No, I'm kidding. Definitely the shitter at the Nugget.
All right.
Rick?
Rick, can we get your question? Rory,
oh, wait.
Not,
Rory fucked
not
you
that there. One question, though.
Yeah. Okay. Not the one that kills the quiz immediately.
Okay, that's a rapid-fire question. It's not even in this section.
Well, welcome to the lightning round.
Would never.
Right, let's get a nice.
Oh, the lightning round comes later.
Yeah. I would. Yeah, and I would, and this is not that show.
Do you mind better. Standing up, turning around, and tying both of your shoes at the same time?
Turned around? All the way around.
No, never mind.
All right, Rick. Rick,
what do you
what's
got,
your
Rick?
Question?
What, in your opinion, is the sketchiest 7-Eleven or convenience store in the Reno Sparks area?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
I was there the other night. It's the 7-Eleven on McCarran right by the Pepper Mill.
Oh, yeah.
Not
oh,
often
yeah, the one
picked,
Gentry in Virginia.
Yeah,
that's a yeah,
that
Gentry.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I've seen blood on the sidewalk in front of
I'm
that
telling
place.
You, man. I got out to get to pump gas, and this dude walks up to me with a couple of what looked like fucking Tide, you know, those Tide bottles or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I got 15 gallons of gas in this thing. I'll sell it to you for $10. I'm like, I go, you know what? If you would have caught me drinking, I probably would have bought it, but no thanks.
That sounds like a great idea.
He went from I got 15 gallons on both of these. I'll sell it to you for like $10. Okay, fuck it. I'll give it to you half. I'm like, $5 might be a good deal for that.
Hey, man, I'll clean your fuel
Dude,
lines, too.
Not if they're full of pee.
That's exactly what. He's all, you can open it up and you can smell it's gasoline. I go, you can put a drop of fucking gasoline in that thing. It'll smell like gasoline. I'm like, no, thank you. I'll pass.
Oh,
one of my wiser moves lately,
and,
you know.
God, that's so awesome.
And I would say, like, also, if you put gasoline in one of those, like, detergent containers, it kind of eats right through it.
That was crazy. I'm just looking at him going, nah, I'm cool, thank you. Yep. You look like you have $10 on you. I'm like, going, I do. And it's going to go in my car.
Tommy, sketchiest convenience store or 7-Eleven?
Down on Wells and Cheney.
Oh, that's by my house.
Yeah. There's a few bullets
favorite.
Down there.
Very popular.
Which one?
They still have a working payphone, correct?
I don't know.
Does it take incoming calls?
With dimes,
still?
Yeah.
They were one of the last. They had an outgoing only,
yeah,
but they
yeah,
had
they
a payphone there for many,
I know.
Many
I lived in the apartment right next door, yeah.
You knew that.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time at that place.
When your pager went off.
Yeah.
Call collect and just yell real quick what you need to say.
People want to page people from my house. I'd be like, all I got a rotary phone, they go to the 7-Eleven.
Oh, I've never had a problem with that one. I've never been approaching that one to buy gas and shit. You know,
man,
black market gas.
What you doing even on a rotary phone, YWD or WYD. It still takes like 30 seconds to text.
Oh man.
God,
there was no texting back then.
My back just broke trying to tell that. Let's move to the rapid fire. Yeah, because I'm too old for these questions. Who wins in a fight? Luke Skywalker in Episode 4 or Anakin in Episode 2?
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
They're both whiny little bitches.
know, man. I'd have to go with Anakin. I don't know.
More force training, true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
Just any training at all, really.
Right, right. It's like, there you go, yeah.
All right, maybe I should have shifted that question. Never mind.
Tommy's like, which one?
Tommy, we're skipping it. You get full points. Because it was a badly constructed test question. Kim?
Who wins in a fight, Johnny Cash or Frank Sinatra?
Ooh.
Right. Oh, shit.
Oh,
one of them has the mob behind them. One of them is a crazy motherfucker.
I'm going to have to go with Frank Sinatra on that one.
Yeah, probably.
Because, I mean, legend has that. I mean, you know, that dude was a fucking nut. I mean, everybody was afraid of that guy. And, you know, Johnny Cash probably would have just been fucking high or drunk or stoned or something. He was fucking, you know. Was...
Yeah, but a tweaker in a fight.
Would not have put either one of them getting away with murder during their lifetimes beyond either of them.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, supposedly one of them shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. So. Everybody
allegedly.
Does that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, but I bet you the other dude kind of ordered that hit.
Sinatra had some people shot in Reno.
Yeah,
you know. For better reasons than that.
Who's your pick?
Those cement shoes.
Oh, Sinatra, yeah.
Sinatra?
Yeah, he could really tear up a crap table in a good crap game there back in the 60s.
Still doing rapid fire.
He was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my dad told me about
that. I'm kidding,
man.
He was here.
Just checking.
This is supposed to be rapid fire.
All right, okay,
so,
quickly.
So. Just off the top of your head, first thing you say, no explanation.
Would you rather go back in time and see Led Zeppelin in about 1969 at some little club, or would you rather get your ass kicked by a bunch of Filipino gang members next week downtown Reno?
I would go with the Led Zeppelin one because I have gotten my ass kicked by a Filipino gang member. Not really an ass kicking, but I've been in there. I've been in that situation. So I've already done that one.
This is why you can't be rapid fire. You make the, and then he has to tell a fucking...
Well, it should be a quick answer.
That's Zeppelin, 69.
Tommy?
Wait, ask the question again.
Led Zeppelin or getting your ass kicked by a gang?
A Filipinos, mind you.
Which one would I like?
Which would you prefer?
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
I thought that'd be a quick answer.
I'm going to interrupt
no
you.
No shame.
And then
no
we'll
shame.
Go to the back room. But who wins in a fight, your liver or your brain?
Shit in the liver.
Who went to the fight? Your brain.
All right, Rick?
Okay, first off, Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Okay, now who wins in a fight, Elvis or the Beatles?
the Beatles.
Okay. Well, mind you, one of them has the Memphis Mafia behind them.
Yeah, and knows karate.
The other one has the entire world behind them.
Okay.
I like that. That's a good question.
Ian?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars, okay.
Ooh, so in a can we ask that?
Who wins in a fight? Spock or Kirk?
Oh, shit, Spock.
Fuck yeah.
Spock.
He's got that emotionlessness to him.
Well, and Vulcans are like... have the strength of like five gorillas.
Yeah, yeah. I can just
a neck pinch and he's done.
Yeah, and I can see Spock picking up a fucking boulder and just crushing Kirk's head.
Rick, go ahead and ask it.
Oh, no. And I already forgot what. No, not that one, Kim.
Oh, okay.
Not that one. I'm not going to say that one out loud with these people in the room.
If you lived in a world where only one existed as pop culture icon, Star Wars or the Beatles? Which universe
and
would
the other
you
one,
live in?
The other one didn't exist.
Never existed. Which would you pick?
Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles.
Have to be Beatles.
Good to know.
Pretentious.
Yeah.
Who wins in a fight, a python or an eagle?
Eagle.
Eagle.
Who wins in a fight, a bus or your mom?
Shit, that's tough. I'd say bust, only because my mom's older now. She was younger. Young,
I mean,
young.
Think speed. Like, you know, she doesn't have to be outside the bus. Like,
No. I'm just saying, a bus now because she's older now, but when she was younger, I'd pick my mom. No, absolutely.
Bus.
Okay. I saw my mom.
Shoes or socks?
Which are better?
Socks.
Which one do you like better?
Which one? Oh, like better?
Yeah.
I like shoes better, but yeah. Shoes but socks.
I'd say shoes.
Okay.
Oh, beat up battle. Or arrested.
There you go.
Oh, shit. Arrested. I don't like getting beat up.
Yeah. Arrested for sure.
Vomit or diarrhea?
Oh, guys.
I'd go diarrhea.
No, really, everybody's got a preference.
All right.
It's true.
Like, this is a real question.
I'll be sitting down.
We've asked tens of people.
I'd go with diarrhea. Makes all kinds of cool noises.
Aradira or put the bird, huh? I'd say yeah. Vomit.
Hey, by the way, Tommy, you're going to be vomiting right where I just shat.
I'm going.
Hey, that's correct English there.
I'm going
past tense.
Add up the scores here on my calculator. Thank you. And unfortunately, Jason, I've had to deduct a bunch of points for you because you were mugging for the camera.
Non-existent camera.
At a negative point score. So, Tommy, you win by default. Oh, yay!
Hey, guess who's not getting paid next weekend?
Guess who's buying the drinks?
You can put this on your resume. I will totally be a work-like voucher for you. Have them call me.
Yeah. And he won the quiz.
I'll be a professional reference.
Yay! Good job, Tommy.
Congratulations, Tommy.
Good job, guys. That was a great quiz.
That was fun.
All right.
We got through without Rick ruining it. Yay!
How about we have a song to wash the taste of that out of our mouths?
Oh, that might have been my question.
That was awesome. That is awesome. All right.
Ears, Rick. Ears.
All right. Song called Learn to Take It Slow.
Thank you.
take a shower of you with gold. But when it comes to loving, baby, you know they just leave you cold. Not a small thing I can tell you, there was one thing that I know. If you want to love a woman, you gotta learn to take it slow. Yeah, learn to take it slow. I'll take it slow. Like it that way too. Oh, here we go. Learn to take it slow. Learn to take it, take. I take it slow. Now there's one thing I can tell you. There was one thing that I know. If you want to love a woman, you gotta learn to take it slow.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Oh, yeah. Good times.
Good shit. When are you guys playing next? The very
Let's
next.
See, tomorrow night I'm doing just a solo at Boomtown. And then Saturday.
Yeah, this show won't be out till Thursday.
Well, Saturday will be at Boomtown doing Boomtown. 5 to 9 as a duo.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it should be cool. Mm-hmm. Be fun.
I won't be there.
It's okay. Not a lot of people are.
I will be. I'm actually hosting my own show that night.
Oh yeah, we are.
Oh really?
The Merry Anarchy Spectacular Winter Ball 2019, a benefit for August Fox Foreman, the littlest Merry Anarchist. We are starting on Friday at what 5:30?
Something.
Wait, I have a list
like at 5.
No, 5.
5.
I have a list right here. My face ID doesn't like me anymore.
I got it.
I know Nick sent it to me. Okay, you can read it. You read it.
Okay, so Friday, December 13th at 5 p.m. We have starting out Nick Ramirez, Gina Rose.
We know that guy.
Grace Gatsby.
Oh yeah.
Then 7 Out, Basement Tapes, Roxy Colley, Blunderbuss, The Saturday Nights. Pink Fucking Awful.
Sweet.
And Weapons of Mass Creation. That's Friday.
Damn. And then Saturday, I've got this. Well, because starting at 4:30 is the Princess Bombs.
Nice.
Yay.
Where's this going to be at?
Yeah. Jub Jub's Thirst Jubs. Parlor, our traditional home for the last umpteenth number of years.
Is that the old Pink Pussycat from back in the day, Tommy?
It's right near there.
No,
so I think it was.
Broken Spoke? Wasn't it the Broken Spoke?
Broken Spoke.
I thought Pink Pussycat was a block.
Yeah, Pink Pussycat South was about a block down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're right across the alley from the 7-Eleven. Yeah. So, like, Pink Pussycat's a little closer to Rhineland.
A pooty tat.
Let's see. Princess Bombs, erstwhile Merry Anarchist, Mr. Tom Plunkett. Soft Summer, Mr. Vague, Tenacious, Double D.
awesome.
If you know who they are, come on out and see that. The Triflin' Bitches, Logan's new band. One Ton Dooley, as Nick mentioned, the final show of One Ton Dooley. The Lazy Universe, Vague Choir, The Shames, and Eddie and the Subtitle.
You guys, I'm heartbroken because I have to work all weekend. And
same.
Is the first Merry Anarchy I've missed in years.
Oh,
you'll get
sucks.
Used to it. I miss them all the time.
Does
I'm not playing on Friday. I might come by.
But then also, as a super bonus, on Friday night, there's going to be a show. Rick, do you have the tickets handy?
No. Okay. I sure don't.
Excellent.
But I know I don't remember the I know that Kanawha.
So yeah, it's gonna so in the big room while Merry Anarchy is happening, there's gonna be a great hardcore show going on with Opposite Ends, Cell, Kanawha, and Nonpoint, the out of town band. And in our raffle, the bands were so kind, as specifically Cell, were so kind as to throw us 4 tickets. We're gonna be raffling off tickets for the show and the big show, so you can go in the big showroom, so you come back and forth between the rooms. It'll be so exciting. I can't even finish words.
Feel like magical.
Yeah. And you could be VIP.
Man, and then when they're doing the in-between part and no band's playing, you can grab a drink and run across the way.
Woo. Yeah. And so you'll have, we're going to be getting the non-point show. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 8 or something like that. We'll be giving away tickets at 7:30 in the bar room. So come on by, grab some raffle tickets. There's lots of other prizes, local art, handmade gifts, wonderful shit, musics and stickers, oh my. And there's also going to be a silent auction for you to check out, as well as a donation to the estate of August Fox Foreman.
Like it.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awesome show. I'm really excited for all of it.
Yeah, I'm excited and jealous that, that you guys are going to be there.
And Kim, show mistress and scenester that you are, what else is going on that we're not going to encourage people to go to? Because they're going to come to Mary Anarchy and only Mary Anarchy.
You know, I really haven't been paying too much attention, but I know the Schizopolitans are playing Saturday night at Virginia Street Brew House.
Yeah.
So we want to support them.
Good friends
and many times.
If you hate Mary Anarchy and helping people, but you want
to
go
see... you're too fucked up to get to Boomtown.
I'll be too fucked up.
And you
want to
see a big stick.
A big black stick on stage.
Yeah.
Go check out Schizos.
Also, Thursday night, Del the Funky Homo Sapien is at Jubb's.
That's
in the
fucking
big room.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be really
cool. Don't
forget
to check out Miss Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Binge.
Oh,
I went and saw it this weekend. It's hilarious. It's very silly. It's directed by former intern of the show, Jamie New Girl Woodham, who's also a on-air radio personality at 101. So, you know, it's great. The Stacey Johnson is the lead, is Mrs. Bob Cratchit, is as delightful as Stacey always is, if you've ever seen her in a show. She's a great lead for the whole program, as is the ghost of Christmas, past, present, and future, because it's just one, because it's a low budget. it was a really good time. A bunch of us went out for my birthday this weekend and went and saw it, so we had a blast. So go out and see it. It's only running through the weekend before Christmas. So
nice.
And then Sunday, check out Art Alexicus of Everclear. He's playing with Chris Fox and Spike McGuire.
Oh, that's right.
Two really good friends of the show who have been on multiple
Never
times.
Clear.
And they're playing at Cargo.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've got something on
really
Sunday
cool
as well.
Stuff going on. What's happening?
Empath and Made for Shelter are playing at Holland Project. A really good friend of mine is the drummer for Made for Shelter, so go check them out.
What time does that start?
That's at 7. $5 show, you know.
And when you're at Holland Project, you fucking better be there by 7 because they don't start late like every place else.
Nope, they are right on time. So.
And once again, the Reno music scene has no season. There's always like a half dozen really awesome things to see.
It's pretty
every
amazing.
Weekend, year goddamn round, mm-hmm. and none of us can save money or did at home. We have to go do stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Oh, we didn't go over anything, but I just want to say I went to the Heterophobia CD release party
on
Saturday at Shays, and I hadn't set foot in Shays in 15 years.
Wow. Really?
And it was my first time being in there since I was drunk.
So
that was pretty wild.
So how was it?
It looked different. It seemed smaller than I remembered it drunk.
But it's actually bigger.
But holy shit,
but
is
that
it loud.
Stage is very different too.
The stage is, and it all looks better, but oh my god, it's so loud. It's so loud. Like you can't even fucking,
I mean, it's loud just on a night they're playing music from a DJ.
It's
so
terrifyingly loud. Yeah. Everybody, like, usually I've got earplugs in and everybody's looking at me like I'm weird.
This
everybody
is a scene report from Old Man Rick.
Jesus. God, it was loud. No, there's like six blocks of little tiny bits of foam in the back corner. Like, it's like having, like, a broom holding back the ocean. It was really, but great fucking time. Great show. They had a great set, and Blue Envy was there. And they were just amazing, but I missed them. And then the Juveniles.
Oh, Juveniles, I fucking love them too.
They were fucking, that was really awesome.
They're a great band.
So I had a great fucking time, and those guys are amazing. And the Heterophobia's new album is out. It's not on Spotify yet, but go see them. If you know any of those guys, they have CDs to give you.
I'm going
to
get one this week.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm going to borrow yours. And I'll
see Rick's
going
to go get his hearing checked and maybe some new earplugs.
Oh, it was bad. You could feel it in your soul.
I wear what we call dual hearing protection.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Earplugs and earmuffs over.
Yeah. I just look like a dork.
Hey, man, I've always got earplugs on my key rings for like that exact
I got
you
some should. Too, yeah.
Yep. important to have.
Right. Yeah, I plan a band. I never do that. I should really think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you only get two ears your whole life as soon as you start fucking
them up. But people have, like, I have massive amounts of scar tissue on my eardrums. I already have hearing loss. Fuck it, man. What else is going to happen? Somebody else is going to clap their hands on my ears?
That's a good attitude, but a little bit unhealthy, Rory. That's not realistic. You're going to go deaf.
Yeah. You will lose everything that you've got. Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. Well, I couldn't hear you over there.
That's why you talk so loud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
You mean it's not the microphone?
Huh? No. I just talk louder than everybody else because I can't hear myself.
Yeah.
We just thought it's because you like to hear yourself talk, but yeah.
No, I really don't. It's just I can't hear it, and so I assume nobody else can either. Yep.
Indoor voice, but
I can like host events from like a half a mile away.
Yeah, no mic.
All right.
Indoor voice. There's a lot of great stuff. Go out and see it. Yeah. Do we have anything else?
I think that's it.
Is this the light at the end of the tunnel?
Go to Patreon and give us money. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And if you'd like to be a contributing costume designer, you know, sign up. This week's is somebody.
I love you too. I forgot. All right.
For Cadillac Kim, Chewbacca, Rick, Ian, Sean, Nick, everybody involved with the show. I'm leaving out people because there's so many parts of the community that make this happen. Life
Evan.
Is short. Yeah, Evan.
Damn it. Love you, Evan.
And a ruthless efficiency and a fearless devotion to the Pope. Ah, wait, no. Now, for all of us jackasses here at the Worst Little Podcast, awesome. Life is short. We love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Bruised, but she ain't broken.
but she ain't.